This is Colorful Radio.
Our music, our news,
our views.
You are listening to Business Breakfast, and now it's time for our featured business of the week. And this morning, it's Simon Education Online. Good morning, David Simon. Do I have that right?
Yes, you do. Hi there.
Could you explain to us what it means, Simon Education Online School?
Right. Well, Simon Education was started in 1987. In those days, we were known as Ebony Saturday Schools. And then about 4 years ago, we changed our name to Simon Education and we went online. So that's how the name came about.
Okay. And what did it do? What did it do?
Okay. Well, basically, Simon Education provides online tuition predominantly, but not exclusively, but we do predominantly online education to children in math, English, science, and a subject we call cultural literacy that embraces black history, study skills, etc. So we basically run a school online, mm-hmm. and we have students from predominantly London, but also other parts of the country and other parts of the world.
So how do they find you?
Well, we advertise on Google, and we promote our schools at conferences, etc. And so basically it's marketing, but because we've been going for such a long time, it's 28 years now, mm-hmm. We tend to find that even some of our older students back in the late 80s, 90s are now coming for children. so they haven't forgotten us. But you have to constantly keep marketing. Any business, marketing is key. And recently, we do online marketing, mm-hmm. and that's very effective.
David, it's Rob Hayward here. Can I just ask, in relation to these different the pupils that you're going for, are you going for any particular age section, or are you going for boost their abilities in terms of specific examinations, or what are you doing?
Yeah, well, it tends to be holistic. We have to address the national curriculum, obviously. So
sure.
we are targeting children from year 1 to year 11. And sometimes 12 and 13 A levels as well, AS levels and A levels. So we predominantly target those children, and we prepare them for the SATs, we prepare them for GCSEs, exams, etc. But what we also find that there's issues regarding self-esteem, confidence, communication skills. So we have to do that, address that. So we do have open learning days where the students from our services who don't run our classes come and we teach them face-to-face. So we use a kind of blended form of learning.
That was going to be my next question, which is, what is the balance, which I was going to ask, do you have face-to-face teaching? So you've said, yes, you do. What is the balance? Is 90% of the work done online and it's one
right.
face-to-face every 2 months or every 3 months? Or is it as and when needs? Or what are the kind of
right.
general balance?
Okay, what I should explain is that Simon Education is the company. We also run Simon Education Online School,
yep.
but we also do home tuition. Home tuition is very, very popular, and I think one in four children now have home tuition. But in terms of the blend, it's about 90% online and 10% where we do open learning. And research has indicated that that is the most effective form of learning. It's more effective than purely online, and it's also more effective than face-to-face. If you could see what we do in the virtual classroom now, it's just amazing. And our children really have to learn how to operate in the virtual classroom and develop digital skills.
So what are your challenges in delivering this school?
Well, I would say for me personally, IT, technical,
okay.
because I wasn't brought up in an age where we had email and internet,
Right.
I'm clearly, older than yourself, you know, and
how do you know that?
You don't sound it. Don't worry, you've got two geriatrics at this end.
Okay, so
certainly the way we feel this morning.
Yeah, so social media was a struggle, but I persevered and I persevered, and I did actually attempt it before, but it didn't quite work out.
Right.
And then I just realized that online education was the future, and I mm-hmm. persevered and I began to, you know, get better at it. And now it's just like driving a car, you
okay.
know, and I've had to now teach other people, you know, all my other teachers, you know, how to teach online. And mm-hmm. we've also developed our own online resources, because it's one thing having a virtual classroom, but you've got to have the materials that deliver what you want correctly and can bring up a child's learning incrementally and identify their specific needs and are very diagnostic.
Mm. So do you think is it more difficult to teach online or physically?
Well, they're two different styles. I would say online teaching, you have got to actually be a better teacher.
Okay.
Because you can't hide. And our teachers have to teach math and English up to, from year one to GCSE. They're trained to do Key Stage 1, Key Stage 2, etc. So you have to bring up their skills, especially in math. Majority of teachers that come to us, their math is not great, unless they are a math teacher. Mm-hmm. And then they've got an issue with English, you see.
Oh, dear.
So you have to bring them up. And so the key is training.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to this, we also run a course for parents called How to Unlock Your Child's Genius. And that's very important. Actually, it's essential. Because in order for the child to be successful, you've got to program the home mm-hmm. for success. So the parent has to become a parent teacher. The system that we have at the moment only sees the classroom teacher. It recognizes the classroom teacher. It doesn't recognize the parent teacher. It doesn't recognize the community teacher.
Mm-hmm.
By community teacher, I would see people like yourselves
mm-hmm.
who work in the community, who are delivering a kind of educational service, and the system says you don't really exist.
Right.
You see, so you really have got to, we've got to have a system where we have three or four types of teachers,
mm-hmm.
the classroom teacher, the parent teacher, the community teacher, and not forgetting the student teacher. And once the child is surrounded by that success and that support, then they achieve. The sad thing is that they are not, so they fail.
All right. Well, we have one more quick question.
Let's quick question. Mm-hmm. You've touched on the question of failure, and you don't have to name them, but in all your years of teaching, what do you regard as your greatest pupil success?
I would say this year. You know, we've been going for 28 years, and the last academic year, we had a 100% success rate.
That is phenomenal.
And that's come from experience, perseverance, making big mistakes, feeling down, getting up, trying again. You know, I travel all over the world to educational conferences. Mm-hmm. I speak with educationalists. I speak with parents. I learn. And our system works.
David Simon from Simon Education Online School, thank you very much indeed.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.